I'm John Batchelor. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder of International Relations to comment on breaking news from Moscow. Reuters, the Russia embassy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, sees no threat from developments in the city and no need to evacuate at the moment, according to the TASS state news agency. Taliban insurgents entered Kabul on Sunday as the United States evacuated diplomats from its embassy by helicopter, and an Afghan government minister said power would be handed over to an interim administration. The situation in Kabul is a bit tense, but there is no war in the city, the Russian embassy told TASS. Went on to say the Taliban on Sunday pledged to guarantee safety for the Russian embassy in Kabul. We have good relations with Russia, and our policy in general is to ensure safe conditions for operations of the Russian and other embassies, TASS quoted a Taliban official as saying. The Russian foreign ministry said it was watching developments in Afghanistan and was in touch with the embassy, Russian news agencies reported. Professor, this is wonderful because we get to a moment here to reflect upon the schadenfreude in Moscow right now. The 10-year war that is said to have contributed to the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, the humiliation of the great Soviet war machine by the then Mujahideen, who were assisted in some fashion by the CIA arms and operatives, but in general defeated the Russian military in much the same way we now believe the American military was defeated. The Afghanistan guerrillas have no bottom. They have no bottom. They can go in much further down in the cycle of authority than we can imagine. And they will come back because they live there. And also, there is the fact that this is the great game. I want to concentrate on Moscow. This looks like a win for Moscow. Is it, Professor? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, my sense is that of all the players involved, Moscow is in the best situation because she obviously has been in contact with Taliban. She is not invested in the defeat or the success of Taliban. They understand each other. What Russia is concerned about is former Soviet Central Asia, the so-called stans. And they've been pretty stable, all things considered. There have been some local wars and so forth. But what happens in Afghanistan is going to affect this whole more than millions square miles of former Soviet Central Asia. If Afghanistan goes wrong, then that all goes wrong. But it looks to me as if Taliban and Moscow have got a kind of modus vivendi already in place, and that Afghanistan is not going to undertake to disrupt the status quo in Eastern Eurasia.
The puzzle about Russia goes back several hundred years to the Great Game. The contest between Moscow, the Russian Empire, Tehran, Iran, the Iranian Empire was then involved, and Britain through its subordinate, the Raj, the India, the subcontinent. This contest was never resolved. It was necessarily season after season and foreign minister after foreign minister engaged. However, Moscow now has much to gain without spending much money by bringing its Central Asian republics back under its wing. Is that useful for Moscow to have Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan all making phone calls to Lavrov rather than making phone calls to Blinken?
Well, I think it's an exaggeration to say that these states will be under Moscow's wing. I think these states have weight of their own. But I think that if they can cooperate with Moscow, which I think is what's going to happen, that then this whole area of the Russian Far East will become much less problematical. I can certainly see the sense in making a call to Lavrov. Why any of them would call Blinken is, to me, a very good question.
About Moscow in general, looking at this picture, there have been reports over these last weeks that first the Russian defense minister and then other dignitaries visited Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan. Exercises, military exercises between the Tajik forces and the Russian forces, even asserting they were going to establish an outpost at the Tajikistan-Afghanistan border. I believe Uzbekistan is also looking to establish some kind of checkpoint because the Taliban is said to be in charge of the border. Is Russia at this point looking to contain the Taliban, contain it? Is this a threat to Russia? Or does it find the Taliban a useful rhetorical point and not regarded as a major threat?
I think that I would say that the Taliban and is acceptable to Russia, given what I take to have been some very close consultations that we don't yet know about. That said, obviously, they are going to try to, they're going to be sure that they have some control over border crossing points and so forth. But I think that it doesn't matter to Russia who runs Afghanistan as long as those people don't become activists in stirring up Islamism and separatism and pan-Turkism or whatever you want to call it in the former Soviet Central Asia. Remember, John, we are talking about a dividing line that runs right through Kyrgyzstan, north-south, which has traditionally divided the, as it were, Chinese part of Eurasia from the Persian, Islamic, so forth, part of Central Asia. That goes back to 1300 years. And it has not really been destabilized. And the great danger now, or the great, what could go wrong would be if the fate of Afghanistan, which is sort of down at the bottom of this fault line, if Afghanistan starts to wobble and the fault line opens up. But it looks as if the Russians and the Afghans have agreed that they don't want that, and that therefore it's not going to open up. This has implications for other neighbors. But for Moscow, I think they should congratulate themselves on the effectiveness of their diplomacy. At the lower levels, diplomacy is always, it starts at the lower levels. And we don't have any such diplomacy. We have had no such contact with the Taliban. We issue them diktats and demands and so forth.
The larger picture, Moscow engaged in Syria, Moscow engaged in Ukraine, Moscow engaged in Belarus along the Baltic state frontier. Does this give credibility to the Moscow case that they will press their needs and do not need to risk that the U.S. will push back? Does this help them in Syria? Does this help them in Ukraine? Does this help them along the Baltic frontier?
Well, I think that the United States is sort of out of the picture at this point. I don't think that Moscow is going to be able to manage all of the frontiers that you have mentioned, because these are independent countries that are quite capable of developing enough power to prevent Moscow from scoring any great successes. However, this does spare Moscow from the very worrying prospect that they would now have to move east and somehow bring that part of Eurasia under, bring it to to order as well. So it means that they have been spared an additional burden. And, of course, being on good terms with these countries is a plus for them.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on the breaking news from Afghanistan and what's in it for the Kremlin. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.